All right, Chelsea asked for people to text in, do you wash your fruit? Because we were seeing some things where it's a really good idea to do. Vinegar, baking soda. Chelsea, you got a lot of text response back in.
I love the texting back in, and people are saying that you should wash your fruit. Now, I've only done it with water because that's how I grew up.
Rinse it, right.
Rinse it with water, and, you know, people would say, I've done it this way for 80 years, and I'm still kicking, you know, but...
But do they use more stuff than they used to 80 years ago?
No, that's true.
There you go.
That's true. And now that I have kids, I do want to start washing it, so I'm going to do it this weekend.
Vinegar baking soda?
Yeah.
Create the volcano effect?
Yes. I think Grant would love it.
Text in anytime, 910, 912, 6060. A lot of people seem like they were more concerned about the fruit than the vegetable washing. A lot of people said, I wash the fruit, I rinse the vegetables. And without looking anything up, I'm wondering if... fruit sweeter attracts more bugs, so they have to use more pesticides on it rather than vegetables.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of those things where if you do it and it's not necessary, who cares? And if you do it and it is necessary, big benefit. So why wouldn't you do it?
We're going to do it. Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things from this past weekend, I know that we're at this point, you know, midway through this week, but Chelsea is really fun to go on walks with because when she sees people, she sort of fills in the gaps of what's going on in their life. She just kind of talks about their story. And it's not necessarily in a nosy way. It's just the way your brain works. So she sees a guy who's taking stuff out of his
garage.
And she said, we might be coming up on a little garage sale situation here. We might have to pull over. I said, no, we're taking a walk. We have two children. We're going to keep moving. And then you're like, I don't see signs. Oh, he's cleaning out the garage.
Oh, boy.
And he's taking this stuff out. And he's moving slowly. I'm like, this dude is early on in this process. He's kind of just overwhelmed
by it. Starting
it
at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, he's kind of like, wow, we have more stuff than I realized. He was kind of, I could tell at that phase, because I had just done it a few hours prior. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I know exactly what this guy's thinking right now.
Aren't you glad you started at 9 o'clock?
I am happy that you got me out there at 9 o'clock.
Get out there.
So we took two laps around the neighborhood. The next time we came back around, he was in one of those camp chairs with a dude, a neighbor came up on his gator and they were chatting and you said, I bet the wife's not here. And she gave him this task and she's going to roll up home. And I said, Chels, first of all, the wife's probably in the house. You don't know these things. We walk past the house and then this car's coming. We're like, oh, buddy, you know, our son, move over, you know, be careful. Car pulls into the driveway and it's the wife. And at this point, Chels said, watch, you're about to watch. I said, no, we're going to keep walking. We're not going to...
Okay, I'm a people watcher.
You are a people watcher. Unashamed, you're an absolute people watcher. And I'm like, you can't keep looking back at this. Like, keep moving, Chelsea. You're like, I'm telling you.
This ain't going to be good here.
That wife is like, this is all you got done. I mean, you're telling me what they're talking. And I stuck up for the guy. These people have no idea we were watching them. I think he had a daughter running around. And he said, look,
no,
I'm going to chill here. Mom comes back. You can hang out. And then it'll be easier for me to do this. Just myself. Okay. That's what I think he probably told her. Do you think she bought it? The problem is she caught the neighbor and his gator sitting there, and they got their feet up chatting.
Mm-hmm.